Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco in a conversation we had Friday at AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Gregor, can you put your finger on what this team needs to do to get things going again like you guys were before the All-Star break?
I would say we need to start have fun again. Then we have lost that a little bit, but this is a baseball game that sometimes we're going to have up and downs, and as a team, we always have to stay together, you know, not pointing fingers to nobody. And I think that's what this team do a really good job at it. You know, we always stay really together. But we have lost that happiness, like playing, trying to play like we are playing a jar and stuff like that. Have fun in dugout between the games and during the games and, you know, stuff like that. And we need to get back on that and have fun, you know. We human beings, and we're going to have up and downs. Like I say, we're going to have times that we struggle, but we got to keep working hard and have fun.
I know you've seen the ups and downs in your career. How do you guard against pressing, you know, not only as an individual but as a team when you get in those situations? Because, you know, when losing starts to, you know, eat at everybody, you really want to try to produce as much as you can.
Yeah, that's a big point, you know. When we have situation that can make us to win a game, we kind of put pressure on ourselves instead of just let it go and just play the game. You know, I think we need to start playing the game again and I just let everything take care of itself. You know, not thinking about if we're going to win or lose, just think about the moment and every single inning, every single play, and I try to win each inning, make a good outs, and I do the little things to win a ball game. I think we need to get back on that, and like I say, have fun.
You know, it's interesting. Since you've been with the Giants, it seems like there's always an injury or something where you end up playing a lot more than maybe you thought you were going to play. So, you know, how did you prepare for that? Is it something where, you know, you're going to be prepared to play anyway, and then when you get that playing time, you know, it just kind of fits into what you already thought?
Yeah. You know, I always say in my career, even that I'm 32 years old, that I can even play every day. You know, in some point, that's my goal still, you know, that I'm 32 years old, I've been playing all my career as a fourth outfielder, but I never have lost that passion on say, like, you know what, I think I can play every year in the major leagues, you know, and I hope that in one time of my career that happens, you know. I think it's going to be really good. I want to show to myself, to my family, and to everybody what can I do if I really play every day? You know, I want to see what I'm capable of, you know, stuff like that. But at the same time, right now, I'm really trying to grind myself and trying to help the team. I'm not having the best year that I can have, but I'm trying to help my teammates in that dugout right now, and I support them and say, like, hey, man, we need to have fun and stuff like that. I'm the guy that bring energy to the team, so it's really important that I'm there for them and I always trying to help them in any way.
I was going to say, what do you say to the younger guys, a guy like Mac Williamson, who doesn't have a lot of experience, and, you know, he's gone through the ups and downs. He's been swinging it pretty good lately, but what do you give as far as advice to the younger players?
Yeah, I have Mac right next to me. If you see his locker, it's right next to me. And after the games, we always have chat about – his game, and when he have a great game, I always say like, man, really nice game, you know, that's really good. Like I always think like he's the future of this team, you know. He got the abilities to do it, you know, and I just trying to help him and say like, this is the major leagues, and you're gonna have up and downs, and all you need to do is always believe in yourself, you know. Doesn't matter because you strike out the first time, you're gonna strike out all the time, you know. You need to start letting that go, and you're in the major leagues, you're gonna have guys that are gonna strike you out, but then at the same time you're a major league player too, so you can bounce on that stuff, you know. And I just play the game, and I always believe on what you want to do, you know. Don't change your approach or anything. Just believe in that you can do it. And he's always he's been doing a lot better than that. So it's really good to see him that way.
We'll have more with Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
How much does it help the younger guy to listen to somebody like you? Can you relate to when you were the young player and you had, you know, some veteran guy maybe on the Braves who was taking you aside and teaching you the ropes?
Yeah, well, that's the reason I really do it is because I didn't have nobody on the Braves that I told me those stuff. You know, I have to learn it on my own and on the hard way, you know. And every time I saw a young guy kind of struggle a little bit and trying to find himself, like, on a team, and I'm just always try to help them and say like, hey, you need to just be yourself. You need to fit in. That's the first thing you need to do. Come here, and you have to believe that you deserve to be here. They're like, this is your teammates, and that's the first thing, you know. And after that, you just gotta go there and play the game, you know, work hard, and just try to do your best.
How do you look at the trade deadline? You know, I know it could be nervous time for some players. And what did you think about the Giants acquiring Eduardo Nunez? And you know, how much can he help this club?
I think it's gonna be great. He's a player that we can use in a lot of ways. You know, he's a versatile player that he can play shortstop, second base, third base, and he's a switch hitter. And he can hit the both sides in the play, and he put the ball in play, and he's an all-star. So I think he's have his best year on his career. So I think it's gonna be a good adding to the team. We need a player that bring energy, and it's gonna be to have him for sure.
How do you guys welcome somebody new like that into a team? Because you know it's the middle of the season. You guys have been together the whole team throughout the year. Now you got a new guy.
I think the Giants are really good at it. You know, as a team, whenever we have guys like new guys, we try to feed them like pretty quick. Like, hey man, you know what? This is your home, and it's like when we bring somebody home and a friend, and hey man, this is your home. You can do whatever you want here. If you want to open the refrigerator, just go and open it and grab water or you know something like that. And at the same time, this is the same way we bring guys here. You know, like this is your home. Just play the game, and I just do your best and just go there and have fun. So I think this is always good to let those guys welcome and just do whatever they want to do.
You think that kind of attitude helped a lot before? Like in 2012 when Marco Scudero came here, I mean, he seemed relaxed. He played great. Hunter Pence, same thing. You guys acquired him that year. They just fit right in.
Yeah. I really believe we got big characters here that play different baseball. You get, like you say, we got the Hunter Pence, we got the Brandon Bell. They have like so much like you can tell like the difference on the kind of weird playing, but you know they always give everything for the team. We got the Johnny Cueto's with his move and stuff like that, and that's fine. We got Samardzija also here. He do his stuff on the mound, and those stuff like always is good there to let those players be themselves, and you know to give 100% the effort, and I feel comfortable. I think that's the main thing that as Giants we do really good.
More with Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
You mentioned Cueto. You faced him before when he wasn't a Giant. What was that like with all those different deliveries? Can you imagine what the opposing hitters go through trying to face that now?
Oh, yeah. As soon as we get him, I was like, he's going to have one of the best career year. I think just because the ballpark is going to help him a lot. And he's a guy that he get a lot of ground balls, and he can get you out of balance a lot of times. He got a really good sinker. He can locate the ball every time that he wanted. And I think he have a devastating changeup. His changeup is, I think, his best pitch. And definitely it's good to have him here.
And those different deliveries that he has, those can throw off a hitter, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That gets you out of balance. Like I say, he got the quick pitch, he got the little dancing move that he have, and then he go up and down and side to side. I think it's really excited to see him, and he seems like he always have fun pitching, so it's good to have him here for sure.
Gregor, thanks a lot for the time. Hopefully you guys can have some more fun, like you said, here in the upcoming games.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
That's Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco. Coming up on Wednesday, we are scheduled to catch up with John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.